morning. I brought my glasses again. I remembered. It's a little bit like Philippi. So Philippi is speaking next week. And today I prepared last night. So it was last minute. But I was going to talk on, and I've mentioned it before, my favorite scripture. It's Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. My entire life, I have recited the scripture to myself. I have stood on it. I have reminded God of it. I've reminded myself. And it was the first scripture I ever memorized as a Christian. But I always go back to it. And it's the one verse for me that just stands out. And it is always, and as a body and as Christians, we always have to trust the Lord. There is nothing in this life that we cannot trust him with. Nothing too big, too hard, too scary, too costly that we cannot go to him and trust him for. And so I've outlined a few of the scriptures that talk about trust, because I thought it might be a good place to start, other than Proverbs. And it's Psalm 20, verse 7. Turn there. And it's really, where do we put our trust? It's just a reminder for, it's a short message. Where do we put our trust? Psalm 20, verse 7. I'll put my glasses on. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Then if we turn to Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Sorry, I'm going to jump around. There'll be this one and one more after. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. So again, do not trust in yourself. Do not trust in man. Do not trust in anyone else. Trust in the Lord. And then finally, Isaiah 41, 10. And some may be able to recite this one without even looking. Hang on. 41, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Actually, I'm going to start from verse 9. I took you from the ends of the earth, from as furthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. And do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I have to remind myself to trust the Lord. And I think if I have to remind myself, then we all have to do it at times. And it's not easy. It is not easy. It is sometimes easier to trust in tech. It's sometimes easier to trust in money, the security of our jobs, of everything else but God, the things that we can tangibly touch. And that just isn't the case. And this, the verses we just read just tell us some trust in chariots and horses. That was the currency back then. That was the thing that showed they had wealth, they had security, they had means to travel. And that isn't different for us today. We all have our horses and chariots that we trust in. It just looks a little different. It might look like my iPad. It might look like my magic keyboard that doesn't have any wires and it's connected and I can do whatever with it with one single button. But our trust sits in places that we shouldn't put it. And so we need to trust the Lord for everything. There's nothing excluded. And I'm going to say it again. There isn't anything too scary, too big, too costly, too hard that we cannot go to the Lord with. And the Lord directs our steps. If we go back to Proverbs, if we trust the Lord, if we acknowledge him, remember the things he's already done for you. Remember the things he did for the Israelites. So maybe you can't remember what he's done for you in your past. But go into the Bible and just look and see. He took the Israelites out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. They walked across on dry land. That is just amazing. He provided for them in the desert 40 years, a pillar by night, fire by night, a pillar by day. There was food on the ground. There was nothing God did not provide. And the Israelites, they trusted him, but they also complained and they moaned and they grumbled a lot. But God's provision didn't change. God never changes. And I'm going to turn to, I'm just going to read it. Psalm 37:23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. The thing I wanted to remind us all today is God delights in us. Every detail of our lives, he delights in us, and he directs our steps. I firmly believe the Lord directed Alex and I to Merstham and to this church. And I listed out all the things in my life that I never, ever would have planned or dreamt of happening or foreseen in any possible way. I started life in a very small village called Woolston, not far from Coventry. And my mom is an alcoholic. I had a very interesting childhood. The first half of my childhood was quite crazy. Then at 13, I went to live with my dad, and there was peace. But I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go through everything. The Lord knew I would be standing here today at 42 in this building, in this town, this village, married to that man. God knew all those things when I was still a child growing up in Woolston. There was nothing he didn't know at the beginning of my life. And there's nothing I would have known or planned for that would have got me here today that would have made any sense. So the things I didn't know, I'm going to list out because there's a lot of stuff I've never known. I never knew I'd be born in Woolston. One, you can't control where you're born. I never knew that at 13 I would move to Birmingham to live with my dad and that we would eventually move to Scotland and live in the middle of nowhere, which was not also very easy because sounding British, I did sound British back then. Sounding British in Scotland is not great, especially in school. I never knew that I'd move to Las Vegas. Even as a teenager with wild dreams, Las Vegas was not a dream. I didn't think that would happen. I never thought that I would see my dad get married 2 weeks after meeting someone in Las Vegas at that wedding with them. I didn't know that I would inherit or be blessed with such a great stepmother that I call my mom. You know, God, sometimes the things we lose, God doesn't replace things. He brings things into our life that sometimes fulfill us in more ways than we can ever anticipate or acknowledge or know. And the hole in my heart from not having a great mom, God filled so much more than I could have ever thought of with my stepmom. And it's because of her I know the Lord. I never would have foreseen that or planned that. I never would have thought I would marry a cowboy in Las Vegas at 21. A very bad choice. But again, I would not have foreseen that or planned that I would later get divorced, which is a very painful experience. I never thought at 30 I would fall and break my kneecap and have to go through years of multiple surgeries and physical rehab to walk again and just look normal. I never knew that I would lose my job. I would get fired from a job I'd been at for 8 years and then also be in financial despair. I lost my home, lost my job, lost my ability to walk. If God had ever shown me even half of this, I can tell you right now, I would have gone in a different direction. I would have never moved to Las Vegas. I would have tried to have changed every tiny aspect that would have affected my story. I never thought I would move to London. And it's amazing the things that you never think will happen that end up blessing your life more than you can imagine. Never thought that I would get married again. Never thought that was definitely off the cart. That was off the table. That was not going to happen. I was not going to trust in a man with my heart. I was not going to trust my life with someone else other than just me. I could trust in me. My horse, my chariot was me. And my dog. And God changed that. God has changed everything. I could never have planned for half of my life. I couldn't even dream it to write a book, a fiction. And the one thing I know is Alex and I would never have planned or known 4 years ago, 2 years ago, that we would be moving to Merstham and attending a Baptist church. And I say all of this because when we all look back on our lives and we look back on the story of just this church, there is so much that we could never, ever have planned for. Yet we trust in God, and God already sees what's coming. All we have to do is trust him and acknowledge him. And he already knows that he's going to get me from this tiny village through a very curvy, swervy way of getting to Merstham. He knows that I was supposed to be here. All of us are supposed to be here. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this to remind us that we don't know where we're going to be in 3 years as a church. We don't know where we're going to be individually, but I do know God knows. And the seeds that we're planting today of prayer, of fasting, of restoring this building, of uplifting it, of fixing it, the door, the floors, all the work that we're putting in is getting us somewhere. It's taken us somewhere. All the things that happened in my life have led me to this point today. And that is not a coincidence. It might seem like it when I look back and I casually think about it, but if I stop, I can tell you there have been Christians in my life that have prayed for me, that have guided me, have held me up, have supported me, have provided for me when I've had nothing. Collectively, all of that has had a massive impact on my life that led me to where I am today. So it's nothing is by coincidence if we trust the Lord. And the faithfulness of this congregation, Ruth, have to remind me, how old is this church? How long have we been in this village? 1874, there's been a presence of Merstham Baptist Church, and there have been prayers from that point till now that have kept this community alive, that have kept us serving in this community. And all I know is the faithfulness of God never fails us. If all we have to do today is trust him and acknowledge him and acknowledge the fact that he started something in 1874, he is going to see it to fruition. And we don't know what that end point looks like. We don't know how many years that is. We don't know when the Lord returns. But I do know, trusting in the Lord today and acknowledging him, we are sowing seeds that will impact our lives, the lives of our children, of the next generation to come. And we're praying and we're fasting this month for this community, for our leaders, for the people of this church. And there is a work that started in 1874 that we're carrying on today. And I just want to encourage us. Trusting in the Lord and acknowledging him is the easiest thing we should be able to do. But I know it's hard. We should be able to go to him with everything. Because what do we want? We want to know where we're going to be in a month. We want to know where we're going to be. What is my job? How am I going to pay for the house when the mortgage rates go up? We want all the answers today. And all I know from my own life is I could not have planned any of what happened. I cannot plan anything that will happen with this church. I just know that if we trust and acknowledge him, he's going to direct our steps. He's going to uphold us. And at the end of the day, we're going to have an amazing testimony. God hasn't forgotten this church. He's preparing this church. And I know it's hard. We get weary in doing good, but God has not forgotten this church. He's preparing this church. Our time of taking time out to fix this building, our time of prayer and fasting, God is preparing us for something. I don't know what that is. I don't see the future. Wouldn't want to see the future. But all I know is God is preparing us today for something coming tomorrow. If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. There is no way we can ever plan anything in our lives. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. God is preparing something for this church. God is preparing something for everybody in this church. And I don't want us to lose sight of that. And I always go back to this, that just trust the Lord, acknowledge him. Maybe I'm struggling to trust him, but I can acknowledge him. I can tell you he's led me out of a lot of disasters. It's also written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, which have not even entered the heart of man, God has prepared for those who love him. Just a different version of that same scripture. I know that we are tired, we're weary, we all have different lives and family demands, and it's natural for us to get tired. And we don't always know what the end of the week is going to look like. We don't know what the end of the month, the end of the year is going to look like. But God has prepared a place for us. God has prepared a future for us. And there are things that we cannot conceive. So we don't know what our building is going to look like in the future. We don't know how big this congregation is going to be. We don't know what our level of involvement will be in the future. But all I know is today, our prayer and our faithfulness and our trusting in him is preparing the way for something great. I wrote down, we are not lost even when we don't know where we're going, when we trust in the Lord. I'll repeat it. We are not lost even when we don't know where we're going, when we trust in the Lord. Because he already knows. He already knows where we're going to be. That's encouraging. So that's my message today. Probably quite short. But Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust the Lord with your whole heart. Okay, so I can try and trust. Lean not on your own understandings, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. As a church, I claim that scripture for us. We want to lean on our own ways, our own plans, how we think things should look, what the building plan should look like, what leadership, what a pastor would mean to have in this church. All the things that we think are the normal way of having church, maybe it's different for us. We do have a community of people that come and speak and preach to us and encourage us. That's different than most. And maybe that's how it's supposed to be for us. We don't know. But all I know is if we trust the Lord and we're acknowledging him, he's going to direct our steps and tell us where to go, what to do. And he keeps bringing people to speak at this church. That on its own is a miracle. We have people that want to come to this church and serve us and feed us. And God directs the steps of the godly. He delights in the details of our lives. He delights in the details of this church. So I just want to encourage us and just to say that all we have to do is trust the Lord. We don't know what the rest of everything looks like, and we don't need to. I don't know what the rest of my everything life looks like. I don't need to, because I can tell you if I look back on the last 42 years, not one detail has God overlooked. Not one detail has he messed up. I may have messed up some things, but if I put more of my life and my trust in God, maybe the road would have been smoother that got me here. But God got me here today. He got every single one of you in this building today for a reason. In this village, town, for a reason. That is not an oversight. That is not a mistake. There is a reason why we're all in Merstham for this season of our lives. So I'm going to close in prayer. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much that you are the God of creation. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God of provision. Even when we doubt, even when we complain and we grumble and we want to have all the answers today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you enable all of us this week to trust you, Lord, to acknowledge you, to acknowledge the things that you've done in our lives, Lord, to testify to the greatness of who you are, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for this church, for this body, Lord, that you begin to direct our steps, Lord, that you give us clear guidance and vision of where we're going. Lord, we may not know every step along the way, Lord, but we just ask that you give us a vision of what that future looks like. Lord, that you enable our hands to continue to repair this building, Lord, fix this building, uphold this building, Lord, that you give us peace in our lives, Lord, that we can focus on you, Lord, focus on our families, Lord, and we just ask for a protection over everybody in this church, Lord. We know the enemy knows our name, Lord, and we just ask for your presence, your protection, your peace, Lord, your unity in the families, the individual families, Lord, and in this church family, Lord. Lord, we know that you have plans for us, plans for our hope, plans with hope and a future, Lord. There is nothing that can change what you have planned for us and set aside, Lord. And even when we don't see where we're going, Lord, we just ask that you give us a complete trust that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved in you, Lord. Lord, we love you. We praise your name. And Lord, we just ask for protection and encouragement over everybody that's not here today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this town, this village, for Merstham, Lord, this community. In the name of Jesus, amen.